Let's do this, we're the Grand Cast now. Let's do this, we're the Grand Cast now. Let's do this, we're the Grand Cast now. We got a pirate boat and we're gonna bring up the mast. Grand Cast is here and we're gonna float the seven seas and figure out the comedy. I was trying to rap and that's up.
You weren't trying, you were rapping.
I'm not that confident in rapping and improv. That's one of my goals, is to get better at rapping.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Season 3, Episode 1 of The Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris, and here tonight with Al Watt.
Hi, that's me. I'm here.
Thanks again for being here, Al. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been fun. I have enjoyed it. I like hearing myself talk.
And we're going to get into some mini segments. So
fun.
Little games and whatnot. We've got some new stuff for the new season.
Oh,
I'm excited
no.
to reveal it. So let's jump right in. I like to start out with an intern update.
Ooh, intern.
An update on the intern situation.
Do-do-do.
So, fuck having an intern. I'm done with it.
Do-do-do.
I have become completely disillusioned with the upcoming generation. Their lack of work ethic and gumption makes me physically ill.
Blech.
They can take their empty resumes straight to hell. So that's probably the last intern update for...
Did you have an intern?
I had several interns.
Are you shitting me? You had interns? I mean, this does take a lot to set up, and there's a lot into it, but...
Yeah, and all the production and the social media, and... Yeah.
Who are your in? Do I know an intern that you've had? Or that you just
like college kids.
That is the funniest shit. And I almost want to try it for beer rots and baths.
Good luck finding help.
Oh, it's so hard already to do it myself. And
yeah. Kids these days, they don't want to put the work in. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. Maybe you'll be luckier than I will. I don't know.
I'm still laughing. I did not know yet, intern. That's awesome. Fuck them.
Yep. Next segment is called Let's Play.
Oh, no.
And this isn't a brand new game for the brand new season. Doo-doo. It's going to be in every episode. It's called Elimination Challenge. What I have here is three lists of 13 items.
Okay.
I've got 13 movies... 13 TV shows, and 13 comedians.
I already can feel like I know what you're doing with this, and I'm scared about it.
Oh, what do you think I'm going to do? Maybe it's better than what I was going
to
do.
No, I think you're going to make me eliminate it down to one if all of them had to not exist. Because these are all great movies.
Close. I'm going to have each guest eliminate one item from each list. Ooh. Until we're left with just one final item, which will be, by process of elimination, the... most commonly enjoyed item of the 13.
I like that.
So to start out, the 13 movies from which you need to choose the one that should be eliminated, we have The Producers.
Love it.
The original Producers with Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder.
Not the new
one. Are the first two with Gene Wilder?
Yes.
I'll let you count them down.
Number two... Should I start with 13? I guess it doesn't matter. They're not in any particular order.
Are these in your favorite order?
No.
Okay.
Number two, Young Frankenstein. Number three, Old School.
Is somehow now a classic.
It's a fantastic film.
Mm-hmm.
Little misogynistic, but...
It's a bunch of guys, yeah. It's going to happen.
It's a product of the times, so... Number four, Step Brothers.
So when I saw this in theaters, I was like, why is this rated R? And right after I said that, he pulls his balls out. And I was like, oh, this makes sense.
Yep. Balls.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
First movie I drank to.
Drank to?
Yeah, as a drinking game.
Oh. What kind of rules for that?
Oh, man, you can... Drink every time he's awkward. Drink every time he references his old toys.
Oh,
drink every time his friends are assholes. Drink every time he almost gets laid. Drink every time. Yeah. Oh, take two shots when he does the boop thing. They're like sandbags.
It's like a bag of sand.
What boops every time? Anyway.
Have you ever touched a boop? Okay. Number six, Wayne's World.
Wayne's World!
Wayne's World! Number seven, Airplane.
What's the main actor in that movie again?
Leslie Nielsen? Well, I don't know if he was the main one. The guy?
The one that pilot? I get confused of Steve Martin. The white-haired man.
Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah. I get those two confused.
Oh. Number eight, The Big Lebowski.
I want to be drinking a Russian, black Russian. What is it? Oh my God.
There are black Russians, but no, it was a white Russian.
White Russian.
Yeah. Number nine, Groundhog Day, which I always thought was Groundhog's Day, but
it's not
Groundhog Day.
Oh, it's, oh, well, okay.
Yeah. Number 10, This Is Spinal Tap.
Don't even know what it is.
Oh.
Can you, so I don't just vote that one off, can you give me?
It's a mockumentary of like hair bands of the 80s, I think, 80s.
Is it newer or older?
It's old, it's from the 80s. Oh. Maybe it was parodying bands of the 70s. But it's a guy who did like Best in Show and Mascots. I forget.
Oh, Mascots was crazy.
Yeah. Really good. Number 11, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
We know who should win at the end of the 13 people.
It's
sorry, I'm
crowdsourced, so who knows? Might end up with a Trump. Number 12, Caddyshack.
Another classic.
Rounding it out, number 13, The Jerk.
Just meta on top of meta. Is it meta? I'm just Steve Martin. I love Steve Martin.
So good. So you need to eliminate one of those.
I don't want to be an asshole, but I think we already know which one I'm going to do. The one I don't know. But then you said Mascots, and I'm like, I watched that, and it was so freaking weird. Well, and the acting was great.
Now you have some homework. You got to go watch This Is Spinal Tap.
But I have to cross out one. And you have one musical on here. I'm not going to cross it out. And is this for a comedy movie? Or just the movies you have on the list?
These are all comedy movies.
Okay, I agree with that on some of the part. But people are going to hate me. People are going to be mad at me. Because I either am going to get rid of the Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap.
It would make sense if you've never seen it.
But I haven't seen it, so I'm going to give that a chance. And I'm going to have to see that. Because I can't eliminate something I haven't seen that's being an asshole. Everything else on here seems more comedy to me. And I hate to say it, but I love drinking with the movie because I drink one every time he does, but The Big Lebowski is my cross out.
Well, if you would please cross it out and initial it so I know who eliminated what. Oh. We're going to have the same piece of paper all the way to the end and then...
I'm trying not to spill on it.
Please. I have a backup copy just in case. So The recording. Big Lebowski has been eliminated by AW.
Oh, that's sad, man. So many people are going to see that and be like, what do you mean? He didn't get rid of Groundhog? How can you get rid of anything else?
It's tough. Oh. This is not an easy list. But it's going to happen one at a time until...
Let's do TV shows.
All right. Now we have a list of 13 TV shows. Number one, Seinfeld.
Hated growing up, love as an adult.
Number two, Cheers. Number three, a spinoff of Cheers, Frasier.
A little less of an...
Number four, South Park. Number five, I Love Lucy.
Raised on it, Nick at Night, yo.
Number six, Friends.
Equal with Seinfeld, hated it growing up, love it now.
Huh. Seven, The Simpsons.
You mean the modern... I mean, I just not modern, but...
All 27 seasons or whatever it is now.
The longest running cartoon, is it? Or is it South Park?
Probably.
I think it's...
No, Simpsons is way older than South Park. Yeah. Number 8, The Office.
There was a thing on BuzzFeed about how it was a rumor that they were canceling it on Netflix, but they're not. And oh, Netflix good. Is like, we're not, don't worry. Because I watch, my girlfriend can't fall asleep unless it's playing.
Huh. That is the US version.
Yeah, okay.
The only real version.
I try to watch the British one, and it's difficult. And I love BBC things.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais is...
He's hard to watch. He does a lot.
He has his moments, but I find it a bit tedious.
I'm putting US next to it for myself.
Thank you. Number 9, Parks and Rec.
It's a great show.
Yeah. Number 10, Arrested Development.
Literally hated growing up. I couldn't even... I hated The Office, too. I hated a lot of comedy things. I watched Dane Cook. I didn't know what comedy was. And now I can appreciate Arrested. I'm talking too much.
How do you feel about Ron Howard taking over the Han Solo movie?
I'm completely fine with it.
Really?
I just need to see the movie. I like the cast. I like the lead. Yeah. And I like that... what's his name? I want to call him Childish Gambino, but he's retiring that. Every time he says he's retiring.
Oh, Donald Glover.
I love him and that new actor. I forget his name. Was in... The guy playing Han Solo. He was in...
I don't know.
A recent movie with George Clooney. And he just seems phenomenal.
Did you watch Atlanta?
No.
Oh.
I want to. I'm a big fan. It's
really
fan.
Good.
If I could work with him in the next 20 years, I would be so happy.
I would be happy for that also. Number 11, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
We already know what wins, is what I want to say. If anyone crosses them out, they're just doing that because they're like, oh, that's a shoo-in.
Oh.
That's an asshole move.
Spite?
It's a great show. It's probably the best show. I'm sorry.
In your opinion.
From what I hear, it's loosely improvised and the whole concept. I don't want to get into it. I'm a big fan. And I'm mad that I can't watch new episodes every day of my life. Because, you know.
Number 12, Monty Python's Flying Circus.
So is this the one that had the silly walks in it?
Yes.
My girlfriend, she has seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail. But she never saw any sketches. Because I read 2 sketches to her. And she's like, Al, what the fuck are those? And then I showed her 3 videos of Monty Python. And like, I didn't know I was inspired by them until I wrote these. And then you said, and I showed her these and like, this makes sense. Silly Walks, The Dead Parrot, and then like something, there was a restaurant one that I showed her. And they're just, it's a comedy you don't see nowadays.
I would highly recommend John Cleese's autobiography.
I got a notepad. He gives you a notepad so you can write things down.
Yep, and you can use as many pages of that notepad as you'd like.
I love that you don't have Rat Race on here, because it shouldn't be on here.
Rat Race with Mr. Bean and John Lovitz
and John Cleese.
John Cleese.
Amy Smart, my number one if I had to.
Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr.
It's a great cast. I love Lucy
Bus.
It
was a funny movie.
It was a good all-star Smash Mouth at the end of the movie. John Cleese. He's an autobiography, though.
Yeah. Right. I forget the title, but...
Yeah, I'll find it.
Very good. Number 13, rounding out the list of TV shows, Family Guy.
I feel like I talked too much. Do you want to run down those again real quick? Like,
Seinfeld, Cheers, Frasier, South Park, I Love Lucy, Friends, The Simpsons, The Office, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Monty Python's Flying Circus, and Family Guy.
Oh, I have to pick one now.
Yep.
Oh, Sorry, Family Guy. I like Family Guy. I know it's not going to win this category, so
it's an easy out.
It's an easy out.
All right.
Because 2 of them I watch every other day. Simpsons is the class. I don't want to get into my choice of reasoning, but yes.
Oh, all right.
I saw this last list. I didn't see it before, but now I'm worried.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. 13 comedians.
I already know who I'm getting rid of.
Oh.
And it's not number 2. Shockingly, it's not number 2.
All right. starting with number 1, Bill Burr.
He's coming here soon. Yeah.
Oh, Fountain Street.
Yeah.
Church,
are you the one that asked me to go to it? No.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like him that much.
No. To spend money on him? No.
Yeah. He'll sell it out no matter what. On number two, Bill Cosby.
So I have an impression of, I always thought it was me doing Bill Cosby, but my sketch group says it sounds like you're doing Christopher Walken doing Bill Cosby. I have to get into it. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to do it right now, but
okay.
Yeah. So I'm, Bill Cosby's on this list of elimination, and he is not my choice.
All right. Number three, Bill Hicks.
Tell me a joke of his. Or a stand-up special. Or something he's been in.
I recognize he has several albums, like audio albums. He has several stand-up specials.
Whiter hair, a little heavier.
He died really young. I think he was like 36.
As a stand-up comedian, I'm embarrassed right now. And this is on public record.
He's in like my top three comedians of all time. Great book, or like a collection of his essays and stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Very cynical, very Carlin-esque, but okay. More of a skeptic and more negative, I guess.
I can't say I have or haven't seen him. I probably have, but I'm bad with names, even though I know everyone else on the list.
The bit that jumps out at me was about him being a goat and then talking about how he likes to eat pussy like a goat and just strap him on like your pussy's a feed bag and he'll go to town, and he's a real woman pleaser. So.
It is. I mean,
yeah,
you gotta.
Yeah. I mean, oral sex is like you do it with your heart, not with your mouth.
No, it's passion.
Yeah. It's the most selfless thing you can do. Like,
it really is up there. I don't know. I'll say the most.
Number four, Chris Rock.
Classic. Easy to go with.
Yeah. Number five, Eddie Murphy.
Has a couple pretty offensive Netflix specials. Sure. They're not Netflix, but they're on. Like, some of the stuff doesn't age well.
Yeah, but at the time.
Yeah, no, at the time, he's slaying, and I love his movies.
Number six, Louis C.K.
He is, I think, our number one comedian in...
Alive.
Ever. Yeah, right now. Yeah. Alive.
Number seven, George Carlin.
One of the first SNL hosts.
Oh.
If not the first. I can't remember who the first was. If you go and look up George Carlin and SNL, you can see the old way they used to do them. They didn't do cold opens. They ran with their stand-up host as the host. That's the one thing late night's trying to do. But we might switch to cold opens because that could be fun.
Yeah. Try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, John Stewart.
Keep going, man. I love him. He needs to keep going. John Stewart and all his friends.
Yeah.
Changing America.
They are.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Number nine, Johnny Carson.
That is an ageless classic.
His contributions are enormous.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Richard Pryor.
I don't even know. I said something in my head and then I didn't want to say it out loud because I didn't know if it would come out right. But I was going to say for black comedy, his steps for it are immense.
Yeah.
He helped progress.
Groundbreaking.
He's a groundbreaking African-American stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedian. Richard Pryor is great. He gave way for, Eddie Murphy and Chris Rock.
Number 11, Robin Williams.
I already talked about him in love.
Yep. Number 12, Dave Chappelle.
Hilarious and relevant. I saw him live, and I don't remember seeing him because I was too drunk. I got too drunk. DET.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
When you do that, like, you regret it so much.
I saw five amateurs before him and then him, and all I kept trying to do was trying to cut security to get to the front. It wasn't happening. They had three on every gate.
Finally, number 13, Mr. Steve Martin.
An endless hero, in my opinion. That his endless goal doesn't seem like it's comedy, but to entertain and entertain himself.
He really enjoys it. You can tell.
Yeah. I thought I had it picked out.
Oh.
Who was I going to go with? Because I said I wasn't going to go with Bill Cosby. The more I look at the list, the
the more I have to go with Bill Cosby. But
if we just took him, and then my favorite thing about the Bill Cosby thing is they look at him like he was such a good dad and actor on the show. And then there was an article about how he was insulting and mean to the kids on the show. Like, even in the show, huh. Like the lines, like they repeatedly called the son with the son of the show.
Theo.
They called him stupid and would hit him in the back of the head and stuff like that.
Hmm.
So just even the script wasn't even progressive.
Hmm.
And I mean, it was a big thing for the black community to have that whole family to be a big sitcom special. Like, that was the show.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to get rid of Bill Burr.
Oh.
Yep.
All right.
I want to say something, but I almost want to say it off the record.
You can go off the record.
Will you edit it out, maybe? No.
No.
I might text you something.
You can write it down. Or is that too permanent of a...
I'll just say it. I'll just say it. White trash is worse than black trash. Is that too much? Is that...
I'll edit that out for you.
Will you?
No.
No? Oh! Well, I mean, Bill Cosby is assumed rapist, but Bill Burr is assumed chauvinistic asshole from the South, but he does have a lot of great comedy. I think...
He's from Boston.
Oh, but
maybe South Boston.
Well, the stuff he represents, and I love the show he has on Netflix, the cartoon. And I feel like I can justify white trash is worse than black trash, and make the whole concept about Bill Burr and Bill Cosby, and make that a 5-page essay.
Hmm.
I think I could justify it like that.
Bill versus Bill.
Bill, and that's also where I'm thinking too, the comedy that can come from it, but obviously. Just some of the things I've heard Bill Burr say, and the people that follow Bill Burr, the gun-toting, I know a guy that loves Bill Burr, and he's like, we're the gas and they're the brakes when hitting on women.
Mm.
You keep going till they say stop.
Mm.
That's not how it works. And even though Bill Cosby is the one date-raping people, he's not, I mean, now he is trying, like, this is how you do it, don't get caught. But back in the day, that's not what he was trying to, like, not... publicly trying to do. I don't know.
Moving on. That was Elimination Challenge. Thank you for participating in the first ever.
I didn't initial the second, too.
Oh.
It's AW, though. I crossed them out, right?
What? Oh, US.
Oh, yeah. I put in US, yeah.
Next to The Office.
Yeah. Some things I say out loud, and I think about them, and I said them, and then I'm just like, Al.
Oops.
I did it again.
I played with your heart. I
got lost in the game. I lost the game. Oh, went back to high school.
Made you believe.
Dirty pop.
More than just friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby. Oops. You think I'm moving to the next mini segment called Read Me Song Lyrics.
Oh, no.
So if you could please read me these song lyrics in the style of spoken word poetry.
Chris Nichols, did I tell you one of my ideas for sketch comedy is to incorporate a person in a robe sitting in like an old chair, is to do monologues or dialogues with pop songs.
Oh, using the lyrics?
Using the lyrics exactly how they lie. Like, yeah. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, hit me one more time. And like, so I love this.
Oh.
And you're actually putting in better action than I am, so I have to do the slam poetry style, or spoken word, as one would say.
Please.
Why would you pick my favorite song? This is my karaoke song.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
Oh, so I have two karaoke songs. Kryptonite, which isn't this
Three Doors Down.
If I can
Fantastic crazy, song.
Will you still call me Superman? That's not what I'm reading, though. I'll read this so we can move on. And somebody... Hold on, pause. Sorry. I know you're sipping, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take a little freedom and repeat words that aren't repeated, or do you want me to read it as is, as it lies?
This is your episode, so...
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. No, I'm no hammer. I'm no screwdriver. And she was looking kind of dumb with a finger and her thumb in the shape of an an L on her forehead. In the shape of an L on her forehead. In the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense. Not to live for fun, your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So, what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. It's a cool place, man. Or woman. Or whoever. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, so just wait till you're older. But the meteor men beg to differ, judging by the hole. The hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm. So you might as well swim. My world is on fire! How about yours? That's the way I like it, and I never get bored. Somebody once asked me, could I spare some change for gas? I need to get away from this place. I said, yeah, what a concept. I could use a little fuel myself, and we could all use a little change. Well, the years start coming, and they don't stop coming. Fed the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense. Not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do. So much to see. So much wrong with taking the back streets. You'll never know if you don't go. 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 You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now though. You're an all-star. Get your game on and go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only stars break the mold. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
I love dramatic monologues of pop songs.
Thank you. That was amazing.
Oh, cheers. And we mean no offense by that. We know. I just can see someone reading into a snapping on the phone. I can.
What's rubbing the hands together? That's another thing, right?
Yeah, you're trying to make your hands warm.
Oh,
cause friction. I didn't.
There's a few things.
I didn't know.
There's like new shit. Old shit, snapping, and then rubbing hands together.
I have no idea what that is. I'm curious, because...
Yeah, I like that sort of like immediate live feedback. I think that's very nice.
What do you mean from... Oh, from me saying that's a great game? Or what do you mean?
No, like during a performance at like the Drunken Retort.
Yeah.
Mondays at... Stella's 9 p.m. at 9 p.m.
Which they also have great drinks, whiskey bar, great burgers. Won 2012 GQ Best Burgers in the United States. And Drunk Retort's amazing.
Yeah.
We have one of the most known national competitive slam / spoken word poets. And
Fable?
Fable just became a...
Poet Laureate.
Poet Laureate.
For the city.
Yeah, he is amazing.
Rachel Gleason, fantastic.
Oh, she's one of my favorites. I actually wrote a sketch inspired by her where it's a guy dating a girl that's a slam poet and she slams him about leaving the seat up.
Oh.
But we haven't got her as a host yet just because she's so busy, we're so busy. But...
Next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number.
All right.
So I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1. And less than or equal to 1 million. It's a whole number.
It's
been the same number the whole time.
Every show.
For every season. Show. I'm projecting it towards you mentally to test your perception abilities.
So between 1 and 1 million?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not guessing this, but it could be like 277,000. And that's three quarters. Possible. Do you have decimals or no?
This whole numbers. Yep. So no fraction, no decimal.
Can I do hot or cold? You're just gonna try to project one to one million. I have a 1 to 1 million chance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Has anyone guessed it yet?
No.
Can I know what they've guessed already to eliminate my guesses or no?
If you listen to the previous episodes, then
I have to take 24 hours and I'll be back.
You would have an advantage. It's close to 50 hours, I think.
Oh, fuck. I thought you were gonna say 50. I was like, oh, that's why you do that. It's close to 50. It's close to a million or one. And let's go with 992,732. Don't smile at me like I guessed it, you ass. I know I did it.
I'm sorry, that's the incorrect number.
I could tell. You smiled like it was.
The next segment is called Pitch Me an Idea. This is a new segment for this season. I don't know if it'll stick around. This is a trial. So if you could please pitch me an idea for anything, a movie, a stand-up bit, an invention, whatever you feel like pitching, I'm here to listen. I was going to say catch it, but that was probably...
Do you want me
to
answer? My girlfriend's calling.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to put it on speaker?
That's up to you.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
What's up?
Why am I on speakerphone?
Because you're on... You're on the Grandcast.
Well, I was going to ask you to bring home more wine, so
what kind
on the Grandcast.
Do you want Sauvignon Blanc?
Yeah, because we didn't have any at freaking Cap and Cork. It wasn't even Manu working. It was some white guy.
Oh, yeah, he has friends that work there. Why do you have to go to race with it? I'm kidding. I'm sorry. That's
Manu.
Hi, Katrina.
Chris is hi.
Hi, Chris.
So you need some white Sauvignon Blanc wine?
Yeah, I went into the cooler at Cap and Cork after the eyeliner disaster of 2017, and they didn't have any, so I had to get this stupid Riesling, which tastes okay, but smells like skunk. And I'm sitting on the back deck, and I turned on the light so that I could read, and your dad thinks I'm insane, and Boogie is watching me through the class door.
Who is Boogie?
My cat.
And he's watching you through the glass door. You need to justify everyone, all right.
What?
Well, you're just on the Grandcast, and no one knows who Boogie is. It's her cat, and I just want people
to... Everyone knows who Boogie is. Everyone who matters knows who Boogie is.
Now you all matter, thanks to Katrina McEntee.
Wow.
What?
Don't tell people things that aren't true.
Oh, babe, I'm in the middle of a question. I love you.
All right, bye.
Do you want to stay on speaker?
No, I'm reading and drinking my shitty wine, watching my cat through the glass door.
What are you reading?
What are you reading?
A very busy, full social life.
What are you reading?
It's called 1/5 Avenue. It's by Candace Bushnell. She actually is the creator of Second City, Devil Wears Prada, and a lot of other things. So it's about New York people and their rich lives. So I can't identify at all, which makes it the perfect escapism, as you could say. Someone is either shooting a gun or a lot of illegal fireworks right now.
No, it's White Caps. It's about that time for the game to be over. That's when... Yeah.
Yeah. Charles didn't like that so much.
No, Charles is who?
Oh my god. Charles is your family's dog, who is very sweet, but also very stupid.
I love you, babe. Bye.
Alright, bye.
So, to answer your 30 question, your 30 second elevator speech. I have to pitch you it. It's a 30 second.
Elevator speech is if you happen to be in an elevator with someone who's an influencer, a decision maker,
and
you could,
to
30
pitch
seconds,
my idea.
Whatever your best idea for whatever you're passionate about.
I'm entering and why, and I just have to, if anything.
Anything.
I can make it up right now. It doesn't have to be something I'm actually passionate about.
Correct.
Okay, because that helps me a lot. If I actually tried, I would want to put more effort and think about the speech and have it on a note card so I can memorize it. But my 30-second speech on why men should have purses instead of wallets.
Hmm.
Men should start carrying purses instead of wallets because, one, it's not good for your spine to put a wallet in one side of your pants. And then you don't want to keep switching it up because then you forget where your wallet is when you're doing the hand check. You know the simple... 3 check, keys, cell phone, wallet, check. and putting in the back pockets and separating the pockets. And then coats, you leave coats some places. You don't want to leave your coat. Your wallet could fall out. It's not under your umbrella. Now, if you have a purse, yeah, you leave those too. But it's in your purse. You know where your purse is at. It's your purse. From what I learned from women, purses are life. And plus, you can carry more. You know how hard it is to carry chapstick in hot pants that sweat and melt chapstick? It's hard. And then I could carry other things. Then again, you could just get a smartphone with a leather case and put debit cards in there with the chapstick. I believe men should have purses. I see your chapstick, Chris Knuckles.
You see how it's all like stuck to the cap because it got too hot?
Yeah, if it was in a purse against away from your heated body, it'd be fine.
I'm sold. I'm in.
Boom. Sold.
Boom.
Men purses. Ma'am. But not like a literal purse, though. Like, I'm like thinking...
a satchel? Or...
I'm thinking, like, a small, classy little... I'm not thinking, like, a...
Have you considered the fanny pack?
Oh, we wore one at Founders Fest recently.
Oh? And
it wasn't big enough. We put a water bottle in it.
Mm-hmm.
It held most things. But fanny packs and small purses, unless you're going to a movie, then you want... That's why girls have multiple purses for occasions, and that's why I want multiple purses. So if I go to the movies by myself, I can sneak a fifth in with some popcorn. Oh. It's expensive to go to the movies, and some don't serve booze.
Tuesdays at Celebration, $5
movies. $5
movies,
Celebration Cinema.
All day.
All day?
On
Tuesdays?
Tuesdays.
What?
All the Celebration
Cinema. What else does Celebration do with funny girls? Do they do something?
They did Twilight,
I think. They're doing and two other movies so far.
Oh,
yeah,
there's more.
Yeah, there's a whole series. Funny Girls is doing a series at Celebration Cinema. I think it's 11 p.m. or midnight p.m. Mm-hmm. of movies. And they're basically, if you've seen Mystery Science Theater 3000, that's what they're doing. And, I mean, you can see 17 other groups in Grand Rapids do that because it's a popular, easy thing to do. They do it at the Holiday Bar once a month on Mondays.
Yeah.
But Funny Girls is doing it at Celebration Cinema, so you get to be in a live theater. Not a live theater, but a movie theater where they talk live while you're trying to enjoy your movie.
Yeah, and Holiday Bar is Mike Logan and Garrett Elzinga.
And Stu McAllister.
And
I love Garrett.
Yeah.
I love Garrett.
He is a humble comedian. A few times, but I am a big fan.
He is the comedian I strive to be in the humblicity, if that's a word.
Yeah. Next segment is called Improvise an Ad For ... which is the Heller Ellipsis of Joshua Heller fame. There's two dots instead of three.
So it is faster,
more efficient, stronger, I would say.
No, I like the two dots. Yeah. The three dots, like I understand the concept of three dots. 1, 2, 3. It's a good number. People don't like odd numbers, though. Two is the way to go.
Yeah, it's even.
Yeah.
So if you could please improvise an ad for Late Night Grand Rapids, it would be like a radio spot, probably similar to the Pitch Me an Idea, but like a short radio ad for LNGR.
Hey, this is 93.45. I have Alistair J. Watt on the line. He is here to do a spot for the upcoming show, August 25th at 8 and 10 p.m. at Dog Story Theater. Alistair, can you tell me a little bit about this show? Oh, well, yes. It's a group cast of 5 to 6 members that will be doing a sketch comedy show similar to the old style of Saturday Night Live. They will have a local or a Michigan host hosting show that does stand up at the beginning and then incorporated throughout the sketch. And then they have a live band. There's a couple that are options right now. We don't know exactly who's going to be it, but it could be Whiskey Dick or it could be KJ and the Good Time Family Band. So it should be a promising show. Again, we have 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. And let me tell you, the 10 p.m. does get a little rowdy. It does get a little more rough. But it's everything you want in a comedy show, from stand-up, sketch, and music. It's going to be a great show. I can't wait to perform with my cast. And yeah, it's going to be August 25th at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. at Dog Story Theater on Jefferson, right in the heart of downtown Grand Rapids. It's easy to find. If they don't have booze there, which we're trying to get booze there, you can go right down to the cottage across... Actually, it's like basically the same building, but Yeah. Well, Al, that was a great spot. I just want to compliment you guys and say good luck to the show. I've seen you guys before, and let me tell you guys, this show is hilarious. They only have 4 shows this year, and it's not one to miss. Every show is different lineup, a sketch comedy, a different host, and it is the funniest shit. If you like watching sketch comedy like Key and Peele, or you know anything similar, Saturday Night Live, yo, I got my co-host over here. You got some sketch comedy like shows you want to mention?
Planned Parenthood.
Oh, Planned Parenthood is on a great show. They're actually going to be featured at this coming Monday at Comedy Outlet Mondays at the same location that Late Night Grand Rapids will be performing. Comedy Outlet Mondays, Jefferson, at Doc Story Theater.
Thank you.
I've been drinking.
Me too. And by happenstance, I run the unofficial fan club for Late Night GR.
Woo!
So if there are any listeners who would like to join the unofficial LNGR fan club, please let me know.
If the first person that comments on this Grandcast that says, I joined the Late Night Grand Rapids fan club, I will, one, give Chris Nichols a growler of beer.
Ooh.
And then I will give the person a free t-shirt.
Ooh.
Yes, I know. Chris Nichols had to pay for it. I feel really bad about it. But he was the first person to buy her Late Night Grand Rapids t-shirt. So
I was the first?
You were the first and the only.
Aw.
Yeah.
What? Only?
Oh, we have a problem in marketing right now. I'm trying to take it over.
Huh.
Yeah. It's hard when you don't have shows, except 4 times a year.
Yeah.
I don't know why I became like this person now.
Do they actually have to join, or do they just have to comment and say
that
they joined?
What are the requirements of joining, Chris?
They just tell me, and then I put their first name on a list in my phone.
Well, that seems about the same as commenting. So, yes. All they have to do, the first person to comment, will get a free Late Night Grand Rapids t-shirt, and you will receive a growler because of them.
Fair enough.
Or maybe a keg. I'll figure it out.
Cake?
A keg. Or do you want it? I can just give you the amount of growlers that would be equal to a keg. Like, I don't know where you have
280?
280 growlers? No, I'm talking about a 5-gallon keg.
I don't know metric.
Anyway.
Moving on. The next segment is called Affirmation. So, Al, you are a fantastic human being.
Oh, I don't
You're
like this at
always
all.
Positive and full of energy. Your relentless drive for performance and self-improvement is an inspiration. Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids comedy community.
I never wanted to cut my wrist more. I don't take compliments well. I appreciate that.
The next segment is called...
That's all it is?
Yeah.
No, I don't get it from you?
No.
Oh, okay. See, you want see what you just did.
No, it's me trying to be more selfless. And.
But I already told you I like my ego stroke, and you're just stroking it like there's lube. I'm sorry. Continue.
Next segment is called Audience Participation. This is a brand new segment for the brand new season. It'll be recurring.
I think that's good.
So, you don't get to touch this.
I thought you were handing it to me.
Mm-mm.
I was mistaken.
Mm-mm. So, I put out a request onto the Grandcast Facebook page.
I almost answered those all today before this.
Oh, good thing you didn't.
I know. I was going to be an asshole.
Asking for, if you could ask Alistair Watt one question, what would it be?
That's mean.
And I got some community feedback. So I'm going to be asking you the questions that were provided to me by various local
people,
comedy fans.
Mm-hmm. Like the Grandcast on Facebook, so you can look forward for the next one and comment a question for someone else.
Yeah, this is going to be happening the whole season. So facebook.com/thegrandcast or thegrandcast.com. Send me your questions. Even if they're not specifically for a comedian,
mm-hmm.
I will put them into the next episode and we'll delve deeper into the psyche of
someone.
Comedia? I don't know if that's a word.
Comedia.
Comedia?
Comedia. No, it is. There's another. Anyway.
So, Al, if you had treasure, where would it be hidden?
In my room. I want it, yeah. In an obvious spot that someone would be like, he probably put it in there, but no one would put it in there.
Hmm. So, what's, like, the deal, man?
I like how you're not including their names, because I read all these. I'm trying to remember who wrote these. So what's the deal, man? The deal is 2 for $5 Wednesdays. 2 for $5 Wednesdays.
Good deal. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like / enjoy oats?
If it's in the meal portion, yes.
In the meal portion?
Like oatmeal and oat beer.
Okay.
I like oatmeal stouts.
Follow-up question.
Oh, no, there's a follow-up.
Hot or cold-ass oats?
It doesn't matter. Either way, they're considered cereal. Boom!
Follow-up.
Oh, no, there was another one I remember.
If cold, cold-ass oats or cold-ass oats?
I know what they want from me, Chris, and I know what they're trying to get, and I don't know if I want to give it to them. Hot-ass oatmeal! That's what they wanted. Okay, I gave it to them.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry about that for everyone else that doesn't know that joke.
They don't matter.
No, no one matters. I tell you, oh, man.
It's true.
Don't. I'll get
sad. Dust to dust. No. Next question from the audience. How do you tie a timber hitch knot?
Go ask your dad, you asshole. Unless you don't have a dad, then go ask your mom. Or ask your mom in the first place, because they might know more than your dad. Either or, you might have grandparents. Ask them.
Do you even like me?
Yeah. I don't know if you think...
There's a lot of delay there.
Well, I don't know if you're talking from yourself or from the person's question. I don't know who it is.
Does it matter?
It does. Some people don't like.
Oh.
There's people in the world I don't enjoy.
Why?
Katrina McIntyre, go fuck yourself. I love her.
Who is Alistair J. Watt?
He's a person striving to be accepted. And accepting himself. Not in a weird way.
Why didn't you write me back?
I'll try next time. I failed you.
For 2 years, apparently.
What?
Where...
Who wrote that? It's all right.
I can't disclose my sources. Mine's slipped my phone. Where is your favorite place to dance? Other than Billy's this Sunday at...
80s night. Every 80s Sunday, night. Billy's 80s night. If not Billy's 80s night, it's going to be Thursdays at Rumors. Thursdays at Rumors, it's a gay bar downtown, and it's where...
It's just a bar downtown?
No, it's specifically gay. It's specifically open-ended. They have a lot of drag shows. It's one of my favorite bars. It's actually where I met my girlfriend.
You don't have to be gay to go there, though.
Not at all. I've been there multiple times. It's just a bar. Yeah, it's a bar... That is, if you aren't...
It's an inclusive bar.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an asshole, don't go there. Basically is what I'm trying to
say. It's a cool people bar.
Yeah, it's a cool people bar.
Yeah. Apparently, the Intersection does an 80s night pretty regularly.
Is that one of the questions, Chris? Or
no, this is just a comment for me, because I enjoyed going to Billy's 80s night. It was very surreal. It was almost like being in the 80s.
It's like, literally like being in the 80s. Except
yeah.
I one time went dressed as in the 80s, and it was probably awesome. But it was really awkward because the girl I went with was pretty insane. But yeah, Intersection. We should explore that later.
Yeah. What is your all-time favorite beer?
I think you wrote this one.
No. It was me. I don't rate any of this.
I don't have one. I like to experiment and taste beer. Rebaeus is sweet during the summertime. Literally at Founders Fest, that was the only thing to drink in that heat to quench my thirst. Everything else was too dry, too bitter, too malty, too everything. There was nothing light enough. Even they did a Founders Fest beer that was a wheat beer, and it had no flavor. So I like Belgian beers.
All right. Which splits are your favorite splits?
Right and center.
Oh.
I do like
center. I was expecting banana because I didn't understand the question.
Oh, no. She knows I'm a dancer. Yeah. No, I don't like banana. I used to not eat bananas, but now I like them. They're going extinct, so I figure I should enjoy them.
Yeah. I'm not. I don't like bananas. I haven't tried them in a while though, so maybe I need to try it again because your tastes change over time.
I used to eat mustard. Love mustard.
Mustard's so good.
Yeah, and bananas I hated too. So
you ever get the barbecue mustard at Johnny B's? It's
got I haven't eaten there yet.
Ever?
No, when I saw you guys were there the last week, I was like, I should go, but I was like,
Do you want to go there after this?
I mean, I have no plans right now.
They're open until midnight.
I'm fine with that. We got time.
All right. They're barbecue mustard. You got to try it.
I should try
it. A lot of black pepper.
Okay. It's like a honey or a spicy barbecue or vinegary barbecue.
Just mustard. More on the vinegar side.
Oh, but okay. Yeah, I know.
The turmeric in the mustard combines with the black pepper, and it's supposed to be some super anti-inflammatory, but it's also delicious. So
Johnny B's, check it out.
Johnny B's,
not good, sponsored good by
yet just karmically. I get karma points for different sponsorship mentions.
I like it.
It's ethereal. It's all right, don't worry about it. I would like to thank all of the contributors for this week's audience participation. Tom, Brandon,
you're reading the name,
Will, Aaron, Katrina.
You're not even reading the last names. Sorry, it's fine.
To preserve their anonymity. Not everyone wants to be famous.
I always say anonymity, but I know I'm wrong.
I want to preserve their anonymity.
No, yours is right, anonymity. I can't say it.
I want to preserve their anonymity. So thank you, Aaron, Katrina, Nick, Amy, Kemi, Andy, and Liz, for your contributions to this week's episode of The Grand Cast.
Boop, boop, boop.
This next segment is called Member.
What?
It's a nostalgia segment. So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
I get mocked from it sometimes. I'm a brother, but I had a... they were Power Ranger figures. That were stuffed animal ones, and they were about two to three feet in length. And this is also, like, I used to kiss Kimberly and Trini's and Power Rangers, and while Billy watched. I remember that, and it's funny, so I thought I'd share it, and it's a memory.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you like any more of this beer that we're drinking before we have just three more segments, so not a lot of time, but
I'll take a little bit. I'll take a little. All
right, this is a red over red, an imperial pale ale.
I thought you said it was an IPA red. IRA.
It's like a double red.
Okay, so it's pale ale. Now ABV, and it has a nice malty character.
It's like 8% from Hop Lot up in Sutton's Bay, Michigan.
North of Traverse City?
Like 15 minutes north, slightly west of Traverse City, like up in the peninsula there.
And I've had one other IPA that wasn't just a pure IPA that I've liked as much. It was the brown IPA from Dogfish Head. Mm. But this one has, like he was saying, that red ale. It's a well-balanced beer. You get the hop, you get the fruitiness, and it's perfect. This is a perfect beer.
I would agree. Yeah. It doesn't get better.
No. I see why you were against me on my PBRs, but hey, PBR is the water.
This is the... I don't know if I should say it.
Oh, you have to say it. You made me say the thing about white trash and black trash.
This is the... the sloppy drunk blowjob of beers.
Whoa. Maybe. I disagree, but...
Oh. It's like...
I have no idea how to describe it in the sexual, like, sensation.
Oh.
Sorry. were you describing the light ales? The sloppy blowjob?
Like, when you're both drunk and it's just like a spontaneous act of passion and...
And you know you shouldn't be doing this because you're too drunk, but you did it anyway because it's too high ABV. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, fuck, this happened. Is that what... Sorry.
No, I was just saying it's like, in the moment, it's like the pinnacle of...
Sloppy blowjobs. I'll go with it.
Hmm.
Oh, yes, Angie.
That's not very satisfying, but...
Okay. How do I help you be satisfied?
By answering the question, looking forward, what is something that you are most looking forward to in the future? While I get the growler.
There's a couple things. We'll start in life. It's all in life, so that's if this was a 3-paragraph essay, like you had to do in elementary and middle school and high school, which we don't do anymore. If it was a 3-paragraph essay and I had to start my essay with and the first intro paragraph with the three things this is going to be about. It's going to be about love, career, and self. With love, I'm looking forward to exploring whatever you're drinking is fine. The same amount. I'll do more, but I'm not driving. I don't have to drive home if I'm staying, like if I stay around here. Like I'll find something, like I'll sleep on the couch if you're fine with that. I don't like, and I'll drink as much as we, so it's going to be love, career, and self. So with love, I'm excited to explore my passion and the creativity that my girlfriend Katrina McEntee has in her life, and to support her beyond all reason. Which sounds insane. To support someone beyond all reason sounds insane. It sounds like you're a crazy person, but I believe in her, and I believe in myself, and I believe we can accomplish something awesome no matter where we're at. And that's one reason I want to see her live up to her potential and myself to live up to my potential. And that's something in my love life as a co/duo/partner/team. I can't wait to see us progress. Currently we're in my parents' basement, so that's, I just can't wait. And then in career, I have no idea, man. I'm looking forward to see where it goes. There's the comedy project coming up, which sounds awesome, and there's a location maybe up, and maybe they want me to help manage because I have the restaurant management. And have I told you all this?
No. Oh, I'm excited to hear this.
Oh my god. So they have a location that I know. Does Joe listen to this? I hope not.
I don't know.
I saw the floor plan. Is how far it is Joe.
Come out as a listener.
No, it's Joe, yeah. Oh, he should come in and you should try to get Joe.
Oh. He's at the top of the get list.
Oh!
Josh is working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Joe Anderson and Bill Mulkey are developing a thing called the Comedy Project, which will be our second city of Grand Rapids, essentially. It's going to be the start of it. It's going to be a comedy cocktail lounge with improv and sketch. And then there's also going to be a classroom, a bar, and a kitchen. So it's going to be everything I've ever wanted besides a brewery. If I could do a brewery portion, which cost about $50,000 more than what would it would cost. But I'm excited to see where that goes. I'm excited to see where my career at Gravity goes. I just accepted and I'll start there. It's a great Red's Restaurant Group, which is owned by Watermark. They own 5 restaurants, 4 connected golf courses. 1 is connected to nothing and it's its own location. And I'm supposed to pursue the beer and the front house management. So that's exciting for me. So I have no idea where I'll be in 5 months. I want to be at both locations, if possible, working 80 hours a week while helping my girlfriend progress in her career. And supporting her as much as I can. And then I said career and self-interest. What I want to accomplish is write fun stuff, entertain fun people. And I'm going to quote Tyler. Dude, what's Tyler's last name for Frictional Friends?
Jandernowski?
Janderson? Tyler from Fictional Friends. I'm going to quote him. And I never thought I would.
Jandernowick?
Especially with what he said. Because I've already done this, but that's kind of where I'm at now. I want to do hood rat shit with my friends. And I was like, that's what I want to do with myself. I want to make more meaningful relationships with friends by hanging out with them and making more connections. That was a long one. Thanks for the beer.
Yeah, I'm glad it turned out so well.
Oh yeah, I spilled on my crotch. Oh no.
Next segment is called Plug Your Social Media and Upcoming Events. So if there are any social media accounts that you'd like to shout out, or if you have events upcoming, such as the late night GR performance at Dog Story Theater, August 25th?
I believe so. It should be August 25th, and that's late night Grand Rapids. August 26th will be No Outlet Improv.
Oh, and the last Monday of every month?
It's Comedy Outlet. Oh.
Com is...
That's my sitcom, a loosely improvised scripted, improvised sitcom with the main cast of Late Night Grand Rapids with a big collaboration with all the comedy groups in Grand Rapids.
A lot of fantastic guest appearances.
Yeah, and then we also have Laugh Fest 2018 coming up in March.
Ooh,
Griff's coming up at the end of October into the beginning of November. Sign-ups start. I have it in my calendar when you have to sign up for Griff. So if you have a comedy group and you're not located here, No, it's in July. I think it's July 10th. Yep. July 10th, you can sign up for a Grand Rapids Improv Festival. You can be sketch, comedy, stand-up, improv, be a duo. You just have to sign up, go to Comedy Outlet Mondays or nooutletimprov.com and sign up for Griff. It's going to be great. It's been great. This is the third year they're doing it, I believe. And it's the end of October into November. If you have time, make it out here. It's going to be great shows. And then La Forest Laugh Fest. And if I get to do the show that I want to record at Wealthy, my first comedy album, that's what it is at Wealthy.
Is that the title of the show, my first comedy album?
Oh, I might just for meta shit. But I also had a couple of titles like I'm a Dancer. Oh, fuck. Why am I doing comedy? Or Me, Myself, and I. I was going to do three, and that was going to be the first one, Me. And the second one would be myself. And the third one would be I. Down the road. So I might, like, if I become a famous comedian, which won't happen, but it will because I'm a very optimistic motherfucker. Me and then a couple others. And then myself and a couple others. And then I. A reflection. And I don't plan to do until I'm 60. Like, it's a big structure. And they should be listed in order or reverse order. So you can see the development of myself. Other than that, there's a lot of other things. Funny Girls had a show once a month at the Fuse Box. There's a bunch of comedy open mics everywhere. You can see Monday through Sunday, either in Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Traverse City. There's shows every night of the week somewhere. If you have interest, I'm a certified tourism ambassador of what to do in Grand Rapids. Message me. I had a friend message me. They're coming to town. There's movies in the park at, I can't say the park name.
Anabawan.
Yeah, they do. You can bring your own fucking booze. You can bring your own booze to a park.
In public?
In public. All you have to do is get a wristband. And this next July 7th, it's Mrs. Doubtfire and then Forrest Gump.
Oh,
and
wow.
They have food trucks. You bring a wristband. You bring your own booze. Oh, you forgot to bring... It's free.
Free.
Grand Rapids is amazing. And you can walk over. You forgot booze. To the place by Z's. It's a liquor store. And buy a pint. Because that's why I did. Yeah, and I bought brought a 30 rack last show.
Oh.
Pan's Labyrinth for the second movie got real.
Oh, man.
It got real scary.
That is an intense movie.
Oh, when they just pounded.
So good.
Yeah, and
so
they played it, and there were kids in the audience.
Yeah.
That's how
Grand Rapids should be.
And that's what some people are like, they're showing this. I'm like, who cares? Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
You came to the 8 p.m. movie. Now it's the 10 p.m. movie. Get ready for some shit.
Yeah.
So, and also donate to Doc Story Theater if you get a chance. There's fundraisers coming up. Be on the lookout. Like everyone's page that we've said throughout the show. And yeah, is that it, or is there more?
Oh, yeah, that was also cool. Ned Talks.
Ned Talks.
At him sporadically. Facebook.com/Ned Talks.
Yeah, I don't know if I've liked his page.
Oh, you should do that right now.
I'm going to. I feel bad. I
don't know if I think I did.
Now we're all like,
I'm gonna double check. I get updates, so I'm assuming I did, but I don't know how the Facebook works. It's mysterious.
I did not like it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Well, there you go, Ryan. You just got another like on the Ned Talks page. I accomplished my goal of making one person's day better through the creation of quality content.
He is I am the 69th person to like it. I just want to make that known.
69 likes.
I'm going to screenshot it. You, you're number 70, you asshole. I didn't know there was a page. He doesn't do much smart. Anyway, Ryan, you're doing great.
Thank you for doing the Ned Talks, Ryan. That's
the Ned Talks are a TED Talk, but comedy version.
Yeah, from local and regional comedians.
Yeah.
So good. I've enjoyed single one I've ever seen, which is several.
I've enjoyed them. I can't believe we did.
Like the Ned Talks on Facebook,
please.
The final segment of this show.
I'm sorry. I've been talking for so long. Is that fine? Do you edit this down?
Almost 2.5 hours. No.
Oh, you're going to post this whole thing?
Except that part. We'll review some of the...
The black trash and white trash comment.
Well, you should keep that
one.
Now there's a...
No, you should keep the last two and like edit the rest out. And then keep this portion so we talk about it.
Did you watch the new T.J. Miller special on HBO?
Ooh, no. I've been on the Netflix comedy specials.
There's a huge amount of continuity errors where...
Oh, I like this.
Like his appearance changes from scene to scene in nonsensical ways.
Is it comedic in fashion on purpose, or is it just how they edit it?
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay. So it's comedic on purpose.
Maybe. It does, like, it's so subtle that I don't know if it's intentional or if it's just the way it happened. I don't know.
I like that.
I'm confused. Yeah.
T.J. Miller's on HBO?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really funny. It was good.
The final question, right?
Oh. Sorry.
No, you're good. I just feel like I'm fine with, I could talk for 3 more hours, man.
Oh? You want to?
Ooh.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you have to Johnny B's. They close in.
Yeah, I want a hot dog.
Oh, the kitchen closes early, though.
Fuck. I might be able to walk into Elk and just make you a sandwich. If I know, yeah, I probably can do that if we need one. Just sneak in and make a sandwich.
I think their kitchen closes at like 10:30.
Ooh, Chinese?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 11.
Well, Coney's always open.
Grand Coney?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Oh. Unless we want to go to, like, it's a Friday night.
Ugh, it's Friday night.
Friday.
Rebecca Black?
I was doing, yeah.
Friday. Gotta get down on
Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the week.
You know what I hate? That she got a lot of shit for that song and then turning up on a Tuesday. Tuesday. Just went unnoticed.
I missed that.
Oh.
That was her?
No, it's not her. It's a different, it's like a famous person doing turning up on a Tuesday. Tuesday.
Who does that?
You have to look it up. I'm not sure. But it's just funny because she got a lot of shit for Friday.
Yeah.
Because she's a young girl. But this other, like, rapper does turning up on a Tuesday because I work, basically, he works the weekends. Hmm. So he gets turned up on the Tuesday. And then I related to that because I'm in the restaurant industry. Monday, Tuesdays, lit. It's our weekend. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah. What happened? The last segment, I think, is what we're at.
The last segment, the tear in her eyes, the very last segment. Oh, you let me do that.
It's called Just the Tip.
Oh!
So if you could please offer just one tip to other aspiring comedians.
If I could offer just one tip.
Just one, just for a second.
To other aspiring comedians. Learn the rules, then break them.
I like that.
Yeah, that's simply put, learn them. They're there for a reason, but like anything, break the rules. And that's where I feel like some real comedy can happen. Even if you follow the rules, you can make comedy, but break them. Why not? Say what you're not supposed to say. Do what you're supposed to not to do.
Turn your back to the audience.
Yeah. They told me that all in middle school, and then I turn my butt. I do butt dance. People love butt dances.
They do.
So that's my advice. Do learn the rules and break them. I feel like that's a simple thing, a simple tip, but that's... Yeah.
Break them right, though. Like, don't break them in a shitty way.
Break them... Learn the rules, be well educated, and don't insult anyone when you break the rules, unless it's meant to be comical when you insult them. Or if they're insulting a person, then you can insult them better. As Trump says, if you insult me, I don't do a good Trump impersonation. I was going to do Obama impersonating Trump. If you insult me, I will come back 99% harder. It's that's. I was watching a lot of videos today where Trump comes back. He will come back on fire at you if you insult him. So be like Trump.
Yeah, that's a good note to end the episode on.
I'm so mad.
Be like Trump. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to all the contributors of the audience participation segment. That'll be recurring every single episode. So please continue to send me your questions for all of the local comedians here. Thanks to Josh for booking everything.
You're amazing.
Amazing.
He is.
I couldn't do it without you.
He harassed me. Which I wanted on his first season. I'm not going to lie. I don't get shit done sometimes. Anyway, thanks. Thanks to Josh. And who else are you thanking?
Thank you, Ryan, for the Ned Talks.
Thanks,
I'm
Ryan.
Sorry I didn't like your page sooner.
Yeah, I was number 69. He was number 70.
I saw it posted so many times. I thought I had liked it, but... I missed out.
Well, he posts the events. He never really, like, publishes and advertises the page. So it's not... Is it our bad for someone's poor marketing? Not that you're poor at it, but everyone has a bad... Yeah.
It's a little bit on
Late Night doesn't have great marketing. Funny Girls, probably the best comedy marketing besides the Holiday Bar with Mike Logan right now. Mike Logan killing the marketing.
They as can much use as, a graphic artist.
Are you applying for a job right now?
Is it paying or is it
volunteer? I don't know. We can talk later about that because I have a lot to say about that.
I'd be willing to do some graphics work for them if they were...
I like it.
...open to it. I don't know if I'd call myself a graphic artist, but, you know, I know how shit works.
Yeah. All you have to do is know how shit works.
I can click buttons with the best of them.
And if you want to buy a $2 beer in Grand Rapids, basically any day of the week, go to Elk on Wealthy Street. Sundays are half off beer. Mondays are $2 off beer. Tuesdays are Mug Club, which is $2 off beer if you're a Mug Club. Wednesdays is get a sandwich and a beer, which most sandwiches are $9. For $10, you get a dollar beer. And then Thursdays, you know what Thursdays are? $2 off tier one beers.
Local live, not live and music anymore. It used to be.
No, they just had Delilah.
They brought it back?
It's going to be done. Well, they got rid of Kate, and there was a bunch of internal affairs because we can talk about that another time. I would love to vent about how my... Blah,
blah. Oh, boy.
Works always have back house drama.
Yep. Dishing. You're drinking out of a milk ug?
An elk mug. You said milk.
A milk ug.
ELK. Eric Lisa Carnes. Great company. Work for a great company. A sponsor. They have great beer. Food needs to be upgraded. I'm not going to lie. But... the beer is what kept me there. Their PB and Jolly goes on sale July 10th. It is a PB and Jolly beer. And it tastes like it.
Also, thank you to Hoplot.
Hoplot, yeah.
Sutton's Bay. Red over red.
Red over red.
Insane. It's so good.
A double red IPA with the IPA to back it up. Yeah. Nice, well-rounded. Hoppy, malty beer.
10 out of 10.
Solid. And then a Kentucky bourbon stout.
KBS.
Is that what it is?
Founders.
Founders is our... you can hear them now.
I'm not sure what that was. I think it was a neighbor.
Yeah, I was going to say it was Founders, and I was going to play it off, but it was just...
the outro music. All right. Yep, that's it. See you next week.